So this video is a little bit more on the conscious universe and how we can communicate with it. In other words, spirit, but the idea of how this actual conscious universe works. So first, let's start by choosing a card and asking the conscious universe a question. Conscious universe, what can you tell us, meaning you and me, you watching and me here, about how you help us all deliberately intend our unique, inspired, authentic life? How do you help us? And this is the question. To the sea! It helps us go with the flow. Now, this is really important, what this card means. Remember that the cards are a lexicon or a vocabulary. I'm going to use that word a lot throughout the class. We have to learn it. So it's just a vocabulary. It's all of the words that you get is in this deck is called a lexicon. And so the universe, spirit, only has 52 cards, actually 104 ways to talk to us. And not every single thing on it is going to make 100% sense. Sometimes just the name will make sense. Other times the whole card will make sense. But the very fact that we are in a boat, we are traveling, we are stories in motion. And if you notice, the little person in the boat is looking down instead of there and everywhere. The little person in the boat of To the Sea only sees itself. It only sees the small, finite little boat. It doesn't see the vast ocean. And on the boat, there is a compass. And that compass is pointing forward, right? So we're moving forward into our unique, inspired, authentic life, all right? And then if you look at it, also, it has a telescope. The telescope sees the past and gives us a frame of reference to tell us where we have been, where we are now in the boat, and what is possible. The infinite potential is represented by the ocean. Isn't that amazing? So this card actually shows us the flowing of life, the infinite potential by the ocean, that spirit is looking out for us by the face in the card, the fact that we sometimes see things very narrow, we look at the bottom of our boat and we don't see where we're going, but in fact that the past will tell us where we've been and tell us how we got to where we got to in this boat, and this compass said no matter what, that we will be led forward by our deliberate intention. When we set off on this journey, we intended to get somewhere, right? Which is the evolving and the becoming who you are going to become as a result of doing this work. Isn't that cool? So let's talk a little bit more about the mechanics of the conscious universe. Like, how does it actually work? So you would think about this, if you look at the conscious universe as an intelligence that permeates or kind of, right, it's like osmosis. If you stick a sponge in water, right, it gets squished up and gets bigger because water is inside the sponge, right? And then you squish it out, the water comes out. So that's called permeating. It permeates the sponge and blows it up. So spirit permeates, or the conscious universe permeates everything. There are a bunch of cultures that talk about this. Chi, Ki, what is the ether? There's all kinds and kinds. I can't, off the top of my head, I can't remember anymore, but you will recognize this as life force energy. That's in our language. Life force energy is even in your intention, right? So the intention is alive too. It's not just a theory. If you just think theory, you're not going to get anywhere. It's a living thing. It's like your plant, right? Remember I talked about you being a little potted plant and you're going to be transplanted into a bigger, beautiful pot? Well, the conscious universe is actually the life force of your little plant, the nourishment that you're going to get that permeates your little plant from the earth, and the container too, because it has to contain you in some way. Otherwise, you'd be like a little baby that's flailing around and doesn't know where it's going. There needs to be some form of a little bit of limitation, because I don't want to be everything you want to be, right? You don't want to be everything I want to be. That's the uniqueness. That is the gentle container that we have to literally take. It's like taking a sculptor's thing, because there's so much crud on all of us right now of all the beliefs and the conditioning and all that stuff that was also the conscious universe doesn't care. It says, sure, you want more of that stuff on you? Pack it on. We've got this big thick layer of crap on us and we got to chisel it away to get to our core. And that is what this course is going to help us do, right? Is to connect to that conscious universe, get going with the flow, and wash some of this crud off of us that told us that we were always meant to be staring at the bottom of our boats. Okay. Now, one more thing. Somebody asked me this, actually more than one person, so I thought I would bring it up because maybe you haven't said it yet, but sometimes you might notice that when you work with the cards and you lose track of yourself, you start to notice a glow around things, a glow around the cards. A lot of people mention that, and it's not because of the sparkles on the sides. It's really because you have softened your attention. You've softened your tight hold on the limitations to things, and everything starts to have this kind of fuzzy quality around it, and you start to see light, which is fascinating when you really get into this work, because you will start to see the world as it's like a shimmering light. It's amazing. So just allow yourself to be open to any of these experiences, because the conscious universe is also going to be surprising. So you will move beyond the limitations of the way you see the world. Your five senses, you know, well, they don't really work totally. Once you get into your first sense, which is your intuition, which I'm going to have a video about in a bit, that's when the conscious universe really comes alive for you, because it is how the conscious universe works through you is your personal navigation tool, which is your intuition, which we'll talk about soon. Okay, thanks for watching. See you next video.